I want to ask us all, though, to step outside of ourselves, which will sound a little weird, but I'm being serious. We are, Jeff, you grew up in, I can never remember, Fairmont Heights? What's the name of the little neighborhood?
Yep, Fairmont Heights.
Okay. Right outside of Landover, right?
Right.
Okay. Toby, where'd you grow up? Northern Virginia, you a Virginia boy?
Yeah, Strasburg.
Strasburg?
Yep, out near Winchester area.
That Northern Virginia?
That's Northern Virginia.
What happened?
I mean, that's at least an hour away.
Oh, yeah. It's closer to West Virginia, but it's still Northern Virginia.
Is that considered the DMV, honestly?
No, not at all.
Okay. That I agree with. But whatever, you grew up here. Skins fan, Commanders fan, Burgundy and Gold.
Absolutely.
Okay. Jeff is currently wearing a Commanders t-shirt that undoubtedly you got for free. So I'm asking us to step outside of ourselves and just view the Top Golf draft party without Burgundy and Gold lenses, all right? Because I think for those of us that grew up here, myself, Jeff, kind of Toby, for those that approach things with a Burgundy and Gold lens, and I tweeted this out yesterday, and I'm sure I had people tell me I'm an idiot because that's what people do. But, like, Washington wanted things done differently. Now they're doing them differently. Take it, embrace it. Oh, by the way, this is how the Niners operate. Niners are pretty damn good. It's okay. And I think a lot of folks are kind of accepting that as what, just how they're going to react to news that is non-conventional. But let's step out of our Burgundy and Gold prism and just be a dude from, what's a big city that doesn't have a football team? St. Louis, right? Yeah. We're just some dudes from St. Louis watching as the draft approaches, and we are interested in football. And Toby from St. Louis is greeted with, hey, man, did you see the Commanders took like 30 draft prospects to Topgolf, including the top four quarterback prospects? What'd you think of that?
Just seems odd. Wouldn't you want to meet with the quarterback prospects one-on-one? And I know you've probably already talked to them, but it just seems a little bit different. I don't know that it's wrong, but it's just it's not conventional by any means.
Well, conventional hadn't worked for us.
No, hold on. Now we're trying to view this through the prism of everyone else. Jeff from St. Louis, is this odd to you? What do you make of the Topgolf draft party?
It's not normal. But it's not odd. I would think if I'm bringing some guys on my team, I think it's a smart move, actually. I didn't really understand it yesterday. But if you're bringing guys on the team, especially a new team, I kind of feel like you also want to see how they interact with each other and, you know, how they act when they're not on the football team. Because chemistry is a big thing on any sports team. And you could, if you don't have the chemistry off the field, it's going to show on the field. And most teams that, you know, are tight off the field, they're pretty much successful. So I think it was a smart move.
Now, all right, that's Jeff from St. Louis. You've removed all Jeff from Fairmont Heights boundaries there?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Brian from Louisiana, not Brian that played in Washington and raised his family in Washington and has a Super Bowl ring and a ring of honor and all that stuff. Brian from Louisiana, hey, man, did you hear the Commanders, rather than hosted a bunch of individual visits, took a bunch of these dudes to Topgolf and then had some meetings with them afterwards. What do you think of that, man?
Seems a little different, but, you know, if you're going to be working with other players on the team, I think I would like to see how they interact with other people. Then again, I know a guy that brought some guys in and he saw exactly who were the leaders and who weren't, and he brought all those top level people together. So I would say good move. Not necessarily conventional, but hell, what's been happening for him before?
Sure. So now we remove JP from Bethesda, and I'm just a dude in the world. And I'm acutely aware that of the quarterbacks that they're seriously considering, they've already met with all of them. They've had dinner with all of them. They've gone to their pro days. They watch them at the combine. They've watched all of their tape backwards and forwards. They've had Zooms with them. So I don't think they lack interaction specifically with the quarterbacks. Quarterbacks are where you're going at two. The guys after that, depending how draft boards shake out, it's entirely possible they'll get to 36, and the top two people they're considering, they never had in because they never thought they'd be there. Like, as the draft shakes out, it's pretty hard to figure out who you're going to go after. Somewhere in my brain is a I have a journalism degree, right? And I like to think about all the angles and what the things that people aren't asking. And I tend to be skeptical of a lot of things. I have a natural bent towards skepticism. And the thing I can't help but keeps coming to mind, by having all these dudes there yesterday and today, they can't be anywhere else. And so if you're the Giants or the Vikings or the Raiders, that's not to say you didn't already have meetings with Penix or McCarthy or something, but what if you wanted them there the last day? What if you'd rather have your last meeting with the quarterback you're considering trading up to go get? And now you can't because they're at a Topgolf draft party in Ashburn, Virginia.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't help but think some of that's not slightly advantageous. And I think you've got an organization now that is really trying to think of everything. I think, what do we know of previous number two picks? Because there's been two of them in the last 10 years here in D.C. In the last 12 years, rather. The whole world knew it was Chase. And that was a Ron operation, perhaps. But the Robert year, and the Shanahans can try to rewrite history all they want.
They knew.
There was a festival of Robert Griffin III for 2 months.
Yeah.
Ever since they made that trade to draft night. Go watch the video Mitch Tischler shot of Mike Shanahan at RG3's Pro Day. And the whole world knows they were in love.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this group is operating very, very differently. I don't know that it's going to be Jaden Daniels. Anybody that tells you that they know is lying. Seems like it. Seems like it. I'm not walking away from that, but I don't know it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's on purpose. And maybe it's all for naught. Like, maybe there's no actual gain because I don't think they're trading the pick. I don't think they're trading the pick because I don't think you can go far enough back and guarantee you get McCarthy. And, like, I don't think you can get past five and still get McCarthy, and you need a quarterback, dude. And at some point, don't try to. What's the phrase in hearts? I think it's called shoot the moon. What do they call it in spades? When you try to make the game winning play, but it's really hard to pull off.
Run a boss?
Maybe. Like in poker, it'd be like waiting for an inside straight or something. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, it's possible, but it's really hard to accomplish. And if you do trade back to four because you feel like you can get McCarthy there, it just take somebody at two. And I think that's the direction.
Could we just be overthinking this thing, and that's a part of the plan as well, where, let's be real, man. When we talked about it yesterday, I mentioned that when you get a bunch of leaders together, the real leaders stand up, okay? They don't care that everybody's supposed to be the big dog or whatever. They're going to start just taking control. Is that what they really want to see? Do they want to see who's going to fold or who's going to, you know, go and prosper in that situation? It could be that simple. Or they just said, look, let's just get everybody in here. Get one last look at the people. We may have missed something. We may get it. They're not concerned about what the other teams want. Because I tell you what other teams are thinking right now. Hell, Washington can't take every one of them. You know what I'm saying? And they hear rumors, and they got people, their friends all over this NFL. So they may know something already. What if somebody had called JJ or May and say, hey, they taking Drake. We moving up to third. We going to take you. We want to fly you in right now. You think they wouldn't leave here? They're leaving a heartbeat. So what they've done, I think it's a great gesture to show people, like, you know, hey, we still care. We wanted to bring everybody in to get that last look, because they're going to be guys in the league for the next 5 to 10 years, we hope. And what if they become free agents and they say, man, Washington was always cool. I want to go there. So all that stuff could be there.
I think it is unconventional. It is a little weird. but that in no way means it won't work or that they're doing something wrong.